Now, if you've been on social media at all during the last week or so, then you've probably seen somebody talking about Pokemon Go. If you're not sure what it is and why it's suddenly the most talked about thing on the internet, then stay tuned. As far as I can work out, it's a new game that has been taking the world by storm. Millions of people are walking around the real world trying to catch virtual monsters. Yeah, the world has actually gone mad. You might have also seen stories in the papers about how some are worried about the dangers of playing the game. Well, here to tell us more and explain why it's become so popular is our gadget detective, Fevzi. Fevzi, what on earth is this about?
Afternoon. So this is an app for Android-based devices and Apple-based devices, smartphones and some tablets as well, which is called Pokemon Go. And those of us that are old enough to remember the first wave.
Yes, of
Pokemon,
I remember it first time around.
It was a game of cards where people had to collect cards, and on each card was a Pokemon monster. These little weird cartoon monsters, and some of them were very rare and very collectible. And I remember at the time there were crimes involved in people trying to steal the very rare cards. When anything is rare, it has value and ultimately can be the subject of theft. So what's happened now is they've put it on an app, and the unique feature of the app is what's called augmented reality. So there is reality, which is where we live. There is virtual reality, which is when you put on a headset and it completely replaces the real world with a world that you see on a pair of goggles, as it were. But this is augmented reality. So when you hold up your phone or tablet and the camera is looking at the real world, you see the real world. But superimposed onto that is another layer, an augmented layer, which is where these monsters appear. So these monsters can appear. You can find them, in your bedroom or, round the corner or wherever it is. So you wake up one morning, you hold up your phone. It's like you can't see. It's like, imagine like a ghost detector. You can't see it. You hold up your phone and there it
is.
And there's
the Pokemon. So then the idea of the game is that you have to try and then catch the Pokemon.
Yeah. You have to catch them. You have to collect them. So again, it's this highly addictive thing that about collecting. There's certain facets that make people obsessional, and collecting is one of them. You get people who become obsessional about collecting in the real world.
Obsessional is right. I've been reading stories in the press about people hurting themselves while playing or falling victim to criminals. I read earlier about one guy who was stabbed but didn't receive treatment because he didn't want to stop playing the game.
Yeah. And there are people who have starved to death playing computer games as well, or have neglected babies. There was a very high profile case where a parent neglected a baby. So in order to collect these, you have to walk around the real world in your area or drive around it, depending on how far you want to go, to collect these items. Now, there's a number of possible problems with this. One is that a lot of the people playing this are children, and you're getting children who are walking and travelling into areas that they're not familiar with, standing around in locations that they're not familiar with, not paying attention to their surroundings, all of which potentially places a child at risk. You also have the fact that there are adults driving whilst on Pokemon hunts who aren't paying attention to the road because they're paying attention to their device.
Is that not illegal?
Of course it's illegal. It doesn't stop people doing it. Yeah, no, absolutely it's illegal. In fact, there was one entrepreneurial chap who offered his services to drive people around on Pokemon hunts, particularly, I guess, children who maybe can't drive themselves.
The world's gone mad, hasn't it?
So, well, you can imagine Uber sort of having a Pokemon division soon.
Yeah, but, weird.
And the other problem with it is that you can actually work out where other game players are, which again puts people at risk. And police in Missouri, for example, put out a warning relating to this, where three youths were arrested. They were apparently using the app to locate people standing around in the middle of a parking lot or another location where they were. And, those people were the victims of crime because they were there and they were known to be there. So it's all sorts of problems with this. Kids can have their phones stolen because they're waving them around, looking at the world outside them. They're not just, making a phone call and putting it away. They're in locations where, frankly, a lot of people don't belong.
There are some issues. I was reading about one guy who got found out he was cheating on his girlfriend, and of course she was able to see that he had captured a Pokemon in the bedroom of his ex.
Yes.
So, you know, yes, there are some privacy concerns associated with this, I think.
Yes, it's a first. I mean, you well, yeah, I won't go there, but still. probably not daytime radio, isn't it? The other issue with this is Nintendo, who owns a third of the company and the Pokemon company itself, are collecting a huge amount of information about the people who are using the app, not least their location. And they've been called upon to publish a clearer privacy policy as to what they may use this information for. Because, right, again, you know, it's this thing that we too readily are mesmerized by an app or a free app in some cases.
It's basically a tracking device.
And we'll, yes, you've paid for your own tag, basically. Mm. And, you know, just be aware that there are issues around this, because you're giving up a lot of information about yourself. You're potentially putting yourself at some risk there.
Is it available in the UK as yet?
Not yet, thank goodness. it will come. I mean, it's proved so popular, it's on track to become probably the most used app in history. We're not quite there yet, but you know, it's starting to overtake, you know, things like Facebook and stuff like that.
Really?
You know, the average user is well, I think it's probably higher than this now, but at the time it was noted as being the average user was spending 43 minutes a day, which doesn't sound too much, but that's more than more than people use on WhatsApp or Instagram or Snapchat, yeah, or Facebook Messenger, and probably they're doing this in addition to that.
Yeah, so, and let's remind ourselves what they're doing. They're chasing virtual monsters in the real world. I think there are probably better ways to spend your time.
I mean, there are plenty of real monsters. Why have to go after the virtual? No, don't go after real monsters,
no, don't,
please. But there we are. So it will come here. It's proved so popular that they actually had to shut down the game and start it up again with more server firepower, because it had overwhelmed the servers, which were already substantial in their capacity.
Well, one thing's for certain, someone's making a lot of money. Fevzi, thank you so much. Fevzi, our gadget detective.